flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are so excited. The Vegas Thrill, they are back in town, and they are taking on two really good teams, Indy and Atlanta, this weekend at Lee's Family Forum. And I'm so pumped because Libero Tegan is here. Yeah. Tegan DeFalco, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so happy that you're here because I feel like so many people ask me at the games when I'm hosting, why is she wearing a different jersey than everyone else? A lot of people that aren't familiar with the volleyball world don't know what a libero is. So can you just explain to everyone why you're wearing a different jersey and what you do?
Yes, absolutely. So the reason I'm wearing a different jersey is because they need to keep track of when I'm coming in and out of the back row. I don't have to go substitute like the rest of the players have to in front of the 10-foot line. I can just run in for whoever I want. So the reason I'm wearing a different colored jersey is so that they can keep track of who I'm coming in and out for.
And you're only playing back row. I mean, Steph, the liberos, they're the ones that get down and dirty. They're the ones that are all... Or do you call it libero or do you call it libero?
Oh, hot question. It's to me, it's libero.
Okay.
Okay, this is good to know because I don't know much about volleyball. This Friday is going to be my first game watching, so you guys giving me as much as information I can. And us listeners, it's awesome.
Well, Tegan is insane. You are all over that court. And I didn't realize this. When you were on the team, they said that you were going to be joining the Vegas Thrill. I thought, I've seen you play beach before, but I was like, you're playing indoor. Like, you do both, right?
Yeah.
How's that transition going from beach to indoor again?
Well, it has been a long time since I've played indoor volleyball. It's been about 3 years. So during that time, I was just solely playing beach volleyball. And the transition, honestly, from beach volleyball to indoor volleyball is much easier than indoor to beach volleyball. I made that transition every year that I've played college volleyball from indoor to beach, and it is incredibly hard compared to going from beach volleyball to indoor.
Because I feel like beach now, okay, there's two of you covering everything, and then you're in the sand. So then when you get out, now you have more help and no sand. You're faster.
Exactly.
We're talking to Tegan DeFalco from the Vegas Thrill. Now, I want to know, when you first found out that you were going to be a part of the Vegas Thrill, go take us to that moment and just how it went down.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Okay, so when I was first finding out that I was playing for the Thrill, I was living in Idaho on my family's farm, and I got that phone call from Fran and Ruben, and I just sat there for a second by myself at the dinner table, and I cried for a moment because I was like, wow, I never would have thought that I would have been here. And it was just a surreal moment. Like, finally, all the tension of wanting to find out if I was going to do it or not finally came to the end of it. And it was like, wow, here I am. I can't believe it.
It's so cool to have you as part of this team. The energy you bring to it, it's just so fun. And I think that you're really inspirational to a lot of players. Like my daughter, she's 5'6", and she kind of thought, well, I'm never going to get to play professional volleyball. And then how tall are you, Tegan?
I'm 5'6".
You're 5'6", and here you are. You're the top libero in the league. I think you have the most digs right now, right? Yeah. I mean, it really is inspirational. How was it for you growing up? Did you always know, like, hey, I do have a future in this? Or did you think that same thing?
Definitely the same thing, where I was like, I'm not, even after college a couple years ago, I was like, I'm not going to play professional volleyball. It wasn't even on my mind. Even last year, it wasn't on my mind. So I think the fact that it's a reality now, and especially in the U.S., is such an incredible opportunity for all players in the future to really be having that goal-oriented dream. So it's great.
It's so fun to watch you play. So Friday night, you guys take on the Ignite. The brand new team. And there's a lot of former Thrill players on that team too. So what's your take? I think they have a better record than you guys, but you guys are 4-2 right now. Yeah. So that's huge.
Yeah, I'm really excited to take them on, especially having them be the newcomers in the league. It's going to be an exciting thing to continue to grow the game. And it's just exciting. I can't wait.
What about Sunday? You guys are taking on Atlanta Vibe. You lost to them, but I think it's redemption time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. They're the only team we've lost to so far. So I think that playing them this close again is going to be great for us to keep working on ironing things out. And it's going to be awesome.
We just got to stop Leah Edmond from getting those aces.
Honestly, it's mostly on our side. We just have to take care of our side.
We're so excited.
I can't wait. Now, you guys are having some really cool promotions on Friday. Steph, you're going to be out there doing a live broadcast before the game. Free t-shirts?
Yeah, girl.
First 500 people that come through the door will get a free t-shirt. And what's your pump up music? Like, what song do you need to hear before you get out on the court?
Oh gosh. Anything, this is funny, but anything like Glorilla or...
Oh,
anything,
yes.
Glorilla is going
to
get me going.
I'm going to tell DJ Kelly to play Glorilla for you. I cannot wait. Love having you on this team, Tegan. And we'll see you on Friday night. Go,
Thrills.
Go.
Yeah. What you know about me?